Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Without question, Moses was one of the greatest men ever. Quote, "The Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend," Exodus 33:11. Yet, quote, "the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who are on the face of the earth," Numbers 12:3. He was given the privilege of leading God's people out of Egypt. He had the honor of writing the first 5 books of the Bible. He was given the blueprint for God's home on earth, the tabernacle, which itself was a model of heaven. Moses constructed the name of Jesus when he renamed Hoshea to be Jehoshua, meaning Jehovah is salvation. This became Jesus in the Greek language. He also wrote one verse of heaven's theme song, quote, "They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb," Revelation 15:3. Yet for all that, quote, "The Lord said to Moses, go up into this Mount Abiram and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel, and when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people. For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to hallow me at the waters before their eyes." Numbers 27:12-14. So Moses puts up with grumbling people for 40 years, and for one mistake, he's kept out of Canaan? I'm afraid so. You see, this was to be one of God's best pictures of his son. Quote, "That rock was Christ," 1 Corinthians 10:4. He only had to be struck once at Calvary. Now, all we have to do is speak to him for blessing. Moses, by losing his temper and striking the rock again, perpetuated the common idea that people must be saved over and over. All Moses could do now, by being kept out, was to picture the fact that as the lawgiver, he couldn't lead the people into rest. They would need a Joshua, a Jesus, to do that.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.